Welcome back to The Table I Built. I'm your host, Andrea Walton. This space, our space, is for the builders, the underdogs, the resilient ones. And here we believe resilience is strategy, purpose is power, and legacy is built one decision at a time. So pull up a chair, your seat at the table is waiting. Well, I'm so glad you joined me again. Today, we've got an amazing topic, but we've talked about in the last few weeks, transition. We've talked about rest. We've talked about what the corporate life has taught us, but today we are shifting gears. And this episode is for the builders, the ones mapping a vision on a napkin, the ones launching foundations and organizations, podcasts and books, consultancies and LLCs, and doing it all from scratch, and in many cases with no template. This one's called Built from the Ground Up, and what it really takes to build something that lasts. So why do we build? Why do we even bother building, right? We build because we have vision. You have a calling. You have a purpose that will not let you rest. Borderline obsession, I know. A border, and then when I say obsession, a healthy one, right? For me, it's my vision is the Concrete Rose Foundation, Concrete Strategies, my LLC, and this podcast, The Table I Built. None of them were born in ease and with a lot of fanfare. They were born in seasons of discomfort, transition, and divine alignment, and quite frankly, why I'm on the planet. We build because we see something others don't. We build because we can't wait for permission, nor should we. And the truth is, building isn't just about creating, it's about becoming. So let's be clear about what it actually takes to build. It takes grit, it takes a lot of sacrifice, it takes working your 9 to 5, your regular job, while funding your dream from your own bank account. It takes vision, but also a ton of Google searches, pitch decks, a prayer, meditation, spreadsheets. It takes you learning legal terms, designing your website at midnight, and believing in your own mission more than anyone else does in the beginning. But you know what? It's worth it. Because legacy is built. It's not handed to you and it's not handed to me. Now we've got to learn how to navigate doubt and discomfort because that, I think, is probably the hardest part. No one tells you that building can be lonely. You can question, like, what am I, is this the right thing? The people that you thought would support you sometimes won't or don't. That the followers will come later. And the people, of course, will come and say, I knew you were going to do it, right? That comes later. But the faith has to come first. But here's what I've learned and am continuing to learn. If it was placed on your heart, it is because it is meant to live in the world. And you don't need the crowds to begin, you just need courage. I mean, for me, the Concrete Rose Scholarship Foundation. It started as a scholarship foundation in my own name back in 2020. And the pandemic happened. I was able to give out my first, I think, 4 or 5 scholarships in a few years. And then it was on pause. And I brought it back because I knew this is what I was supposed to be doing. But it's bigger than scholarships. My dream, my passion is about like a pipeline to higher ed. Especially for those that are disadvantaged. I have to do it. Like, I cannot rest. And so understand, I get it. I get the obsession. And we don't need crowds to begin. We just need courage. So building while bleeding. I've built while I was grieving. I've built while I was healing. I've built while I was carrying the emotional weight of transition. And so have you. But I also have built with clarity, with purpose, with future in mind. Some of your most impactful work, by the way, will be built while no one is watching, but those bricks still count. They're building something that will stand long after you've left the room. So let's talk about lessons from the foundation. Starting my foundation, the Concrete Rose, has taught me that impact doesn't wait for millions of dollars. I joke when I speak to people, I'm not in Oprah Winfrey's tax bracket yet. I say yet. But it starts with intention, and I'm using what's in my hands right now. In Concrete Strategies, my LLC is reminding me that expertise is valuable, especially when rooted in lived experience. What you're building doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be authentic. And if you stay consistent, it does become real. And I know right now it can feel lonely when you're building, but keep building brick by brick. So in closing, you're not just building for today. You're building for tomorrow's underdog. Someone is watching you and watching your path and watching your decisions. And you're building for tomorrow's leader and tomorrow's legacy. So take the next step. File the paperwork, send the pitch, launch the website. I'm talking to you. Post the first episode. What you're building matters, and the world is better because of it. Thank you for joining me at the table I built. Next week, we will talk about what happens when your story changes, because it will, and why reinvention is your birthright. So until then, keep building brick by brick. Have a great day.